This is Steve Tanner for Intentional Living. I'm talking with Bill Simmons, president of American Leprosy Missions. I'm talking to Bill because his story is an intentional story, and the ministry he leads is a very intentional ministry that reaches people all over the world with the medical care they need and the God they need as well. I talked with Bill at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention earlier this year. What is leprosy? Is it Hansen's disease? What is leprosy?
Great. So leprosy is Hansen's disease. It's an infection. Scientists still don't know what the method of transmission is, but you get a bacteria, and we all get bacterial infections all the time, and they're treated with antibiotics. And that's the same with leprosy, actually. Leprosy, when treated soon or quickly and diagnosed quickly, is no worse than getting strep throat or something else. Left untreated because of the fear around the disease, people develop complications, and the bacteria ultimately damages the nerves in people's hands and feet. Their whole peripheral nervous system is damaged. And so we can then give you the antibiotics, and now the bacteria are gone, but we can't resurrect those nerve fibers that are forever damaged. And so that leads to ongoing issues with disability or potential damage, that injuries that you can have, and also muscle atrophy, all sorts of things that happen when you lose nerve function in parts of your body. And that happens with leprosy. And I have one of my board members who says she had leprosy for many years in her life. And she would always say that it's one thing to have been cured of a disease, but it's another thing to look like you're still sick. Mm. And so people who have had leprosy have a very kind of specific manifestation of the disease when it started to harm their bodies. And it makes, especially in poor communities around the world, it makes them very identifiable. And so then people can easily then ostracize someone because of the disease. And so it's both a medical disease in the sense that it's a bacteria and there's a way to treat it, which is an incredible thing that there is an actual cure. But on the other hand, people who have not received the treatment in time, it's a social, psychological type of a disease as well. It's not only a bacterial infection.
And not that anyone would say, oh, goody, I get to do this. But I'm thinking about when you talk about the scars. Talk about someone, maybe your board member is an example, who's had this, who wears the scars of it, but who God has turned that to use those scars to minister to others.
Sure. There's two things that come to mind. I have another board member who also had leprosy, and he is from Zimbabwe. And one of the things that they can do in leprosy, when your hands have become atrophied and start to kind of curl in on themselves, the fingers start to curl in, there is a way to correct that through some corrective surgery. And he has never gone through that surgery, because now that he is healed of the disease, now when he goes around the world, he knows that other people who have leprosy can identify that he had it. So even though he could actually recover some more function in his hands, he doesn't want to, because he wants to be able to have that identity with other people so that he can minister to them, so that they have that element of trust that, sure, oh, you've walked a mile in my shoes. And so it's an amazing story that he tells, but I'm not sure if I could relate to that. Would I be willing to give up part of the function of my hands just so that others could identify with me? It's a great question. The other way I've seen that happen is in communities where we teach people to care for themselves and care for those disabilities. And so where initially when they're diagnosed, they're maybe outcast and they're on the margins and they're not a part of their community, and we work to restore that, the most beautiful thing I've seen happen is where people who once were cursed, because they were considered cursed in their community because they had leprosy, that same group of people goes out in Nepal, and they start to build houses for the Dalit people, which are the untouchables. And so God takes people who were cursed, and now they are a source of blessing to others in their community. And when you see someone who a community once shunned being the ones who say, you know, I recognize what it's like to be outcast, and so we are going to go to the outcast. It's to me the most physical example I've seen of God's upside down kingdom, the inverted kingdom, where the poor are the ones who are serving. But it's the restoration that they've experienced and in their lives that now they're the ones who are working among people that no one else wants to be a part of. That's an amazing thing to see.